Home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson in Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road this week. We are also eating an oyster a day, every day, for 26 days to celebrate our 26th anniversary. I have my new logo coming for the 25th cupcake. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery are putting us out on the road. We're going to be at Costas on Friday. We're going to be celebrating my birthday and Luke's birthday right before the American League Championship Series at Pizza John's in Essex. And our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions got us out on the road. They keep my water clean. They keep the bay clean, the oysters do, and we're talking about the Oyster Recovery Partnership on Thursday night. We're going to be downtown at the B&O Railroad Museum talking to a half a dozen oyster farmers. I have a wide swath of people that we talk to around here, and we've done sports for a long, long time, and I'm really excited about an upcoming segment and a series of segments that we are partnering with our longtime partner at Coppin State University. We've been with the Eagles for, I think this is our 14th season of doing Coppin State sports, and we don't just do men's basketball, women's basketball. Sometimes you hear a volleyball game. Sometimes Sherm's doing baseball, and they're in the MEAC playoffs in the spring and whatnot. And I've talked to Dr. Anthony Jenkins many times on the show. We've had him at the State Fair. We've had him down to Fadley. He's even brought the mascot and the basketball coach and the pep squad and everybody, Ruffin Bell, everybody came down. Doctor, I appreciate you and the partnership that we have here at Baltimore Positive with Coppin. We're going to be highlighting not just you. You're going to be a recurring character here, but some of your best people, your best professors, your best leaders, your best student athletes, some folks who are alums that have gone to the Olympics and performed, as well as my man Stu is getting ready for basketball season. Doctor, kids are back at school. I can't believe you got 20 minutes to talk to me. What's going on at Coppin?
Hey, first of all, let me say hello. It is great to be back with you. Hope all is going well. Hope that your summer went well. And things here at Coppin are going great. And I can go on and on about some of the great things going on. But you're right. Look, students are back. And the energy on campus is just unbound. Our incoming freshman class was a very large class this year. In fact, our overall enrollment is up again this year, has been up for the last three
consecutive
years.
How many students at Coppin? Because I don't know the number, and where did it come from? Where is it? And where would you like to take it? Because I don't think people, unless you've been to the campus, and I've been to the campus many, many times, you would not have a true appreciation. People bag on Baltimore all the time in West
That's
Baltimore.
Right.
And I come over to your campus all the time, and I've never had a bad day on your campus across from
Hey,
Dahlman.
Listen, I tell you, we have one of the most beautiful campuses in the state of Maryland, hands down. Very proud of our beautiful campus, our facilities team. They do an incredible job. Our students, our faculty and staff, they help elevate this campus, not only from an actual beautification standpoint, but just from a higher education standpoint, from an intellectual standpoint. So I'm always excited about that. But we are over 2,200 students. We have grown 10% over the last 3 years, 5% each of the last 2 years. That exceeds the national average, which is about 2.5% per year. And so we are seeing more students who want that Coppin experience. And those students are coming to us from across Baltimore, the great state of Maryland, 40 states, including the District of Columbia, and 32 countries. And so we have a very diverse, very multicultural, multi-generational student population. And we're excited about that because we know that that type of multicultural environment is what we need to develop the type of students who are going to lead the world. And so we have seen growth mainly across Maryland in every county, with Baltimore City being our number one market share. And then we go out to Howard County and Baltimore County. And so we are very excited to see students who are coming to us from those locations. And then as I noted, beyond that, 40 states, 32 countries, and of course, my hometown, Washington, D.C. We have been very intentional about how we reach out and how we are targeting students who find Coppin to be a good fit for them, and they are a good fit for Coppin. And our staff and our faculty have played an incredible role in helping us continue to grow every year over the last 3 years.
So I went to UB, and I went to then Dundalk Community College. Now, Dr. Curtinitis would say Community College of Baltimore County. We have to call it by the right name, but I'll still call it DCC forever. And for me, I was a commuter kid, right? I mean,
Yes.
I was a young parent. I was working at the newspaper in the early 90s. I just did a big segment this week about my newspaper history from 40 years ago at the News American and at the Baltimore Sun. And I was night school, day school, in, out. And my son just turned 40 this week, Dr. Jenkins. And I remember taking
Congratulations.
him when he was a little boy. I remember he was 8 years old. I
Time
had
flies.
a communications teacher that allowed me to bring him into class at night because I didn't have a sitter. And he was a good kid, sat in class, and he was a little bit of a mascot. I had a special circumstance. 2,200 students at your school, commuters versus people. To your point, if you're recruiting kids from other places, they're going to live on campus or real close to campus. But the
That's right.
Baltimore part of this, and I think of the Towson experience for someone like me, that I could have gone to Towson and driven every day, but I picked UB because I wasn't going to live on a campus after. But for you, all 22, the percentage you have on campus versus one on campus versus
Yep.
commuters, because if you live in Baltimore, getting in and out of campus, it's not all that difficult. If you live within 10,
It isn't.
15 miles, you can commute.
Yeah. So we have a part of my plan is to increase our residential density to 1,500 students. Right now, we have about 650 beds on campus. We break ground on a new residence hall in January of 2025. That'll bring us an additional 350 beds to campus. This year, because of our growth, we have nearly 300 students who are living off campus because we ran out of on-campus housing. So we had to build partnerships with sister institutions and a couple of hotels for us to house these students for the upcoming academic semester.
So
And
your
then we'll
school's
see what
growing bigger than
happens
your
this year.
housing situation, which is, I
It
think
is. And
that's kind of healthy in some ways, right?
it is. That is a wonderful problem to have if you can manage it well. Now, if you can't manage it well, it can become a nightmare for the student, most importantly, for their parents, and ultimately for the university. But we have done it well here at Coppin. And so those nearly 300 students who are living off campus, they are in off-campus housing, and we have provided round-the-clock transportation to get them back and forth to their respective classes, and that has all worked out well. Now, we still have the majority of our students who are commuting back and forth to the institution, whether they live 2 minutes away, 10 minutes away, or 30 minutes away. But again, a part of the goal is to create more of a residential a feel to the campus, because when you have students who live on campus, they have higher GPAs, higher retention rates, higher graduation rates, a overall better college experience. And I talk about the multi-generational piece because you hit on something that is very important to the success of our students here at Coppin and falls in line with our student-centered philosophy. When I arrived, we noticed that more students were needing childcare. And because we were in the midst of COVID, they were trying to finish school when their son or daughter's daycare was closed. So I opened a daycare on campus. So we have a daycare on campus now, which with a capacity of about 50 young ones. And so it is exciting to go over and see them doing all the great
Well,
things
that
that they
wear me
do
out.
at a
Middle of the
young
day,
age.
go over there. Oh
And
my.
so I go over, I actually read to them and all of these things. But it is a great opportunity for our teacher education program, which is one of the best in the entire nation, as well as our nursing students. And everyone knows about Coppin's nursing program. We have the number one nursing program amongst Maryland's HBCUs and fifth in the state overall. So it is not only an opportunity to provide support for our students, but also experiential learning opportunities for our college students. And so we are always thinking here at Coppin about how we can do better to meet the needs of our students and help them get to the end goal.
I always enjoy my visits with Dr. Anthony Jenkins, so much so that we're going to be doing them a little more often. Our friends at Coppin have been our partners for 14 years. We're stepping it up here as part of what we're doing with Baltimore Positive. I don't know, 15 years ago, we were doing just sports and we're just putting the games on. I think everybody knows my journey. If you haven't, you can go to Baltimore Positive and figure that out. Dr. Jenkins, I was going to ask you about this because when I was young, the journalism school was at Maryland, still is, right? If you want to be a
Yes.
journalist, you went to the Philip Merrill School. One of my former colleagues from the News American, Mark Hyman, is the dean of the Merrill School down there, and they do all sorts of things in journalism, and that's more my space. It's always been what I've done or whatever. But had I wanted to be a teacher back in those days, I would have considered Towson because it was considered a teacher school at that point, right? And schools get these reputations for, as an example, the nursing program at Essex Community College, stellar. I knew tons of young ladies at that time who went on to become nurses, and that was their pathway. To know what you are and what you can be, and I think teaching and nursing. So I would say, from the Cop and Spotlight, if people don't know anything about you other than Fang Mitchell, Larry Stewart, Juan Dixon, follow the basketball program. Maybe they came and saw the Bayou Barbie dribble last year before she went into the WNBA, as I
That's
did
right.
Christmas week. That was a great night on your campus.
It
But
was.
knowing what you are, you lead with, we're an HBCU, but we put out teachers and we put out nurses. And if you come here, we're going to send you out into the workforce prepared to get a job.
Well, look, you're absolutely correct. And so Coppin, when people ask me what is Coppin Strongholds, we are the institution who's committed to developing scholars who are going to improve the human condition. All right. So
That's a mission statement, and I like that.
Forbes ranked our psychology program one of the best in the country. Our business management program is in the top 40 nationally. Our social work program is nationally ranked. Our criminal justice program is nationally ranked. Our nursing program is nationally ranked. Our teacher education program. Again, those are all disciplines outside of the great work that we do in STEM. Our biology program, chemistry, right? All of these important areas, our cybersecurity engineering. But when you talk about those factors that are going to be important to improving the human condition for perpetuity, those are the things that Coppin does better than most anybody else. And that's why more students are coming to us, because they see the actual runway. And I can come to the most affordable four-year college or university in the state of Maryland. I can leave with little to no debt. And if I have debt, it's going to be lower than the national average and most anybody else in the estate. And they prepare me for a career that's going to help me change my life and the life of my children and so forth. And that's why Grad Report, when they looked at a study recently and looked at where college students are 1 year after they graduate and what they are making and how much loan debt they have and are they working in their field, out of the 55 colleges and universities in the state of Maryland, Coppin was ranked seventh. And so, that says a lot about our value and how we prepare our scholars and where they go after they leave here. Because we tell them, no matter where you go, what you want to do, you can get there from Coppin State University.
Dr. Anthony Jenkins, he is the president over at Coppin State University. They've been our partner for a long time. You'll hear the games around here as normal. You'll probably hear Larry Stewart come by and have some fun with me one day. But you're going to be hearing from all of these disciplines, the professors of criminal justice and STEM and cyber. We're going to have great conversations with your folks. But this is the introductory for all of this, but I must say, I was on a bar stool in Highlandtown eating an oyster on Tuesday night, watching the Orioles clinch a division with my buddy Brian Eater, who's an East Side guy. And it was a fellow at the table from Jacksonville who knew a friend of mine, Hall of Fame voter, longtime journalist in Jacksonville. So I sent him a note. I said, "Hey, I'm in Highlandtown eating oysters with your friend's kid." He's like, "Oh, it's great, it's great." He said, "Be careful there." And I'm like, it's always be careful because I'm in Highlandtown. I'm like, or West Baltimore or whatever. The perception outside of the community eats at all of us. And that perception can be in outside of the city in Owings Mills or Bel-Air or Towson to say, "I'm not going to West Baltimore, East Baltimore, downtown, Highlandtown, Fells Point," whatever, based on what they see on Fox News. I would just say, for parents saying, "I'm going to send my child to Coppin and they're going to get on a plane, a train, an automobile, whatever it is," if they're not from here, if they're not a commuter, if you're trying to recruit them from other places, what do you hear and what do you do to combat it in the same way that I combat it? I get angry, I burr up about how people are going to feel about Coppin or West Baltimore or my town or East Baltimore. And there's this perception versus the reality of the lovely life thousands of students have on your campus and have had for 50 years in West Baltimore, but the stigma and the perceptions, and it's just not the reality of the risk or the reality really of what's happening in West Baltimore, certainly not on your campus.
No, it is, and you're absolutely correct. And so, yes, when I'm out around the, state or in the region or the nation, and we're talking, and folks know I'm from Coppin State, or they learn I'm from Coppin State, they get very excited because they've heard about all the great things going on at Coppin, historic research and fundraising and enrollment growth and, winning championships and conference championships and all of these things and so forth. And then they ask me, they say, "Well, how is life in Baltimore? How are your students and so forth?" And I always lead with facts, right? I tell them, first of all, and this is why I penned the op-ed last year, that reality, perception is not always reality, right? When you look at the facts, Coppin State University has the number one safest residential campus in Baltimore City. That's safer than Morgan, that's safer than Hopkins, that's safer than UMB, that's safer than every other 4-year or 2-year college in the state that has residential facilities. And when you look at the data, we're atop the safest campuses in the entire USM system. All right. And so that's where I always draw them to, is I draw them to the facts. No matter where you go, whether it's Baltimore City, whether it's Los Angeles, whether it's Orlando, Florida, whether it's Houston, Texas, where I've all lived in those places, crime occurs. And what we help our students understand is that anything that we do regards to safety on this campus, they have to be a partner in that with us. When they are out and about in Baltimore, as they would be in those other places, right? I want you to be smart. I want you to be smart about where you are and what you're doing and those type of things. So there's an educational aspect to it. But I always push back on this notion that Baltimore is this somehow crime-ridden, city, and that West Baltimore is, even worse. And so that's why I tell people, put our numbers. Put our Clery Act data numbers up against anybody in Baltimore County, Howard County, any other institution, and watch what you see. And so that's where I always reassure students and parents that, listen, we can never guarantee your complete safety in anything we do in life. Your parents can't even do that, right? But what we can do is that we can help you understand the very intentional efforts that we have taken and will continue to take to make sure our campus and surrounding our campus is safe. And then I will end with this, Nestor. The city, West Baltimore has a tremendous amount of respect for Coppin State University. And they value this institution as a jewel, as an anchor that it is in West Baltimore. And so that adds to the layer of safety that we can provide our students and our visitors on our campus. But that's what I always tell folks. I tell them to look at the facts. Don't buy into the false narrative and perceptions. Look at the data. Put us up against anybody you want to in Maryland, 4-year college or university, and watch the numbers fall in our favor.
I think for people in our audience, Dr. Jenkins, they're not, they might not be students. They might not have a student that comes to your place. They might just hear about Coppin from the by and by. And we're going to have great conversations with, I call them wise conversations with
That's right.
intelligent people and people that are educating your students and maybe a few of your students as well through the course of all of this. But I think the entry point for me, as I'm not really an old white guy, I'm an old Hispanic guy. Don't tell anybody. But I'm fit. All the years I've been coming to your campus, I've never taken a class. I've never thought about taking a class. I'm over there as a journalist, a
Right.
citizen, a sports fan, a sports guy, a partner, owning a radio station that's broadcast your games for now going on 14 seasons. But when I come, I'm there for a basketball game usually, right?
Right.
So like from the off-campus experience of why would one of my listeners go to Coppin? You're going to go down and go to a basketball game, probably. And I'm going to just say this, and I'll say this in every segment. If you pick a game, and I picked the Angel Reese game, and I went down, it was hullabaloo, and it was, the band's playing, the media even showed up that night. I saw real media people there. I would just say if you go to any of those experiences, go to a Coppin Morgan game, not on the Morgan kid, go to Coppin's campus.
That's right. That's right.
But you will have a beautiful sports experience. You're going to have that experience if you've been to a Towson game, you've been to Loyola, you've been to
Well,
any of the other campuses for a college, Maryland, even better than Maryland because it's parking and this and that, and it's in DC. No offense to DC, Doc. I know you take offense to that. But if you want to go to a game on a Tuesday night and go support Stu and
listen.
go support, you know, and preach to the legend of Fang and see this beautiful gym you have there, that's a great
Hands down.
entry point for my audience, I think, to come and visit you.
It is. And listen, Nestor, you just said it yourself. We've had a partnership now spanning nearly 20 years with Coppin. You've been here for basketball games. Those basketball games don't happen at 11 a.m. in the morning. They don't happen at 2 a.m. in the afternoon. Those basketball games are when the sun goes down. You've never had any issues on Coppin's campus. You have come, you have gone, fans have come and gone and so forth. So getting back to the actual safety piece, again, that's where I want people to understand. People move in and out of this campus daily, coming from around the world and so forth. So we feel really good about what our students are telling us. And we are always in conversations with them about what more can we do, right? Because if they don't feel comfortable, it's going to have an adverse impact on their studies and things of that nature. I would encourage all of your listeners to come down and see the beautiful campus of Coppin State University. If you want to come down for a athletic event and help us fill the nest, listen, we have the most
Well,
beautiful
what's the name of your gym?
arena.
The what? The nest?
Nest,
You already
the
named the
nest,
gym after me. My
the
God,
nest. Listen,
first
listen,
show. Look at that.
listen, because I knew it would lift the value of the arena. I had to name it after you, right? So, but I want them to come down, help us fill the nest and enjoy, college basketball. It is a wonderful time. As I was going to say, we have the most beautiful basketball arena in the entire MEAC, hands down. And if basketball is not your thing, or if you want basketball and a plus one, you got to come watch our women's volleyball program. They are the current MEAC champions. They are dynamic. They are something to watch. And so I invite everybody to come on down, have some popcorn and hot dogs with us in the nest.
Fill the net. That's not going to be hard for me to promote filling the nest. Here's the thing that everybody doesn't get the same experience I get, because I'm kind of special at Coppin because we've been doing this for a while.
You
I
are.
get to sit next to Gary Digital Williams,
That's right.
courtside when he's doing all of his announcing there. So, Gary and I, we go way back as boxing fans and old school sports fans. Dr. Anthony Jenkins, the good doctor, joining us here from Coppin State University. It is our first of many visits. Lots of folks are going to be coming on from the campus, professors, as well as some sports people, because we do that around here. And
That's
if you
right.
do hear some play-by-play from time to time on AM 1570, I assure you, it's not Morgan, it's not Loyola, it's not Towson, it's none of that. It's our friends at Coppin State from the Nest. Dr. Anthony Jenkins, first trip in, but not last trip in. And we don't have to have Angel Reese in to get people to basketball games this year. We're going to talk to
Oh,
coaches over there as well.
listen, just let me say this real quick. I'm so excited about the upcoming season, men and women, the non-conference schedules and the conference schedules. It's going to be electrifying this year. Get your season tickets, come join us. I am very excited by what I'm seeing and what the coaches are telling me.
I can hear the pep band from here. We are going to have a huge week here with a lot of baseball, a lot of football. Luke's running back and forth from Camden Yards to Owings Mills, all that powered up by Jiffy Lube, as well as our friends at Royal Farms. And we call them Wise Conversations around here, and our partners at Coppin are going to be a part of that. You're going to hear the games, and you're going to see it out on the website and hear us talking some more intelligent conversations with some good folks over in West Baltimore. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery are powering up the Maryland Crab Cake Tour to my homeland of Dundalk. We'll be in Costas on Friday. I will have the Oysters Rockefeller because it's just so tasty. I'm looking forward to that. I'm on oyster number 21 as we speak of 26. They're going to be featured all next month out at the front of Baltimore Positive. All of that brought to you by our friends at Liberty Pure. I'm wearing the shirt. 1-800-CLEAN-WATER. They keep my well water clean. They can keep your well water clean as well. I am Nestor on behalf of our partners at Coppin State. The Nest. I love that. We
I
are
love it.
WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.